Good morning. Today we are finishing up our series called Oh Yeah. And all of us have had those times or maybe those experiences where we're sort of going through life and rocking along. And then all of a sudden something happens or someone says something and it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, that's true. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that. What you're saying is right. That's true. And so we've been in those situations where we're sort of going along and something happens or something, someone says something and we've just sort of missed it. It's something that we knew. It's a truth that we had always known. But again, because of life and just the way things happen, we've missed it. And then we hear that truth once again and we're reminded of it. And it's like, oh yeah, that's true. And so over the last few weeks, we've been talking about some of these oh yeah moments that the Lord has reminded me of during this whole COVID-19 mess. And if you're interested and you want to play catch up, you can go online to our website and play along catch up with all of the messages in this series and then the other stuff that we've done before. Today, what I want to do is I want to invite you to turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. And as we wrap up this series, I want to share with you one other oh yeah moment that the Lord has reminded me of, and it's found in Galatians chapter 6. This is a familiar verse. It's one that you've heard before. This isn't new to many of you. But here, Paul is writing this letter to the church in Galatia. There were a lot of churches in the area of Galatia, which is now modern-day Turkey. And here's what he writes in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. He says, share each other's burdens, or your translation may say, carry one another's burdens. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, you obey the law of Christ. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. One of the things that the Lord has reminded me of through this entire pandemic that we're in is this one simple truth. We need each other. We need each other. And here's why. Because every single day of our life, you and I are carrying around a box. And in this box, we put all of our hurts, all of our concerns, all of our worries, all of our insecurities, everything that we carry is in this box. And every single person has a box. Makes no difference who you are, how perfect you think your life may be. You're carrying around a box. And in this box, we carry our burdens. For some people, it's a financial burden. For other people, it's a relationship burden. Some people carry health-related burdens. They carry job-related burdens. Some people carry marriage burdens, or they carry parenting burdens, or they carry family burdens. But every single person, every single day of their life is carrying around a box full of burdens. And maybe for you, your parents divorced when you were a kid. And he didn't know what to do with all of that hurt, and so you took that hurt and you put it in a box. Or maybe for you, you've always struggled to try to live up to your father's expectations. And no matter what you do to prove yourself, it never seems to be good enough. And so you never had anyone to sort of process that with you. And so you took all of that hurt and you put it in this box. And you've been carrying this box of burdens around maybe for most of your life. Maybe for you, it was a marriage that ended. And you didn't want it to end. But something happened and it ended. And you found that your life what's changed, your friends changed, your relationships with people changed, your relationship with your kids changed. Everything changed and now you felt alone and now you felt hurt and you felt all of this pain and you didn't have anybody that you felt like could come along and help you with that. And so you took all of that hurt and all of that pain and you put it in a box and you'd give anything to have somebody to come along and help you with that. Maybe for you, you're disappointed in God. Maybe you were in a situation and you asked God, you prayed, you begged God, please help me deal with this. Please send somebody. Please do something different than what you're doing. And God didn't come through for you the way that you wanted him to. And you took all of that hurt and all of that disappointment and you put it in this box. And every single day of your life, you're carrying around a box full of your burdens and your hurts and your pains and your worries. Maybe for you, maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's guilt over something that you've done, and you'd love to go back and undo it, but you know you can't. Maybe for you, it's a box of shame. There's a secret of shame. And what you've done is not only have you put it in the box, but you've closed it tight and you've taped it shut. Because you don't ever want to open it up again. And so you've taped it shut just to make sure that that secret stays safe. And so you carry every single day of your life, you carry that burden with you. And that works for a while until it doesn't. Because at some point you get to the point where it just gets too heavy to carry by yourself. And maybe you're recognizing this morning, maybe even over the last few moments, that what you have in your box is too much. And you're thinking, I don't know if I can keep carrying this. I don't know if I can keep going. I can't keep doing the way that doing what I'm doing. I can't keep going the way that I'm going. I need somebody to come along and help me carry this. And here's what many of us think. Many of us think that all of our burdens and all of our stuff fit in a box like this, when really, they fit in a box like this. And all of our burdens and all of our concerns are in this box. And what we do is the box gets pretty heavy. And here's what we say. We say, I got it. I can handle it. I don't need anybody to help me. I don't need anybody to come along. But at some point in your life, the box gets too heavy. The burdens become too much. And now it's not just a one-man job. Now it's a two-man job. Because you need somebody to come along and help you carry your burdens. And see, as you think about what you're carrying today, as you think about the burdens that you have in your life, and you think about the box that you're carrying, you are probably someone who says, yes, I need somebody to help me carry that box, but I don't know who it is. I don't have anybody in my life, and that may be you. You may have something that you're carrying, and it's like, I don't have anyone to help me carry this. I don't know who I would call. Some of you, you want somebody to help you carry this. You feel like you need somebody to help you lift the load and share it with you. But you don't have anybody you feel like you can call. Sure, you know a lot of people, but you don't feel like there's anybody close that you can call on. Maybe because you don't feel like you can call on them. Maybe because you feel afraid to be vulnerable enough to let anybody know. But unless you ask and unless you acknowledge the fact that, hey, I need someone to help me with this, you are going to carry this thing alone. But at some point, it's going to get too heavy and you're going to have to lay it down. Or maybe you're listening this morning and maybe at some point you had somebody carry the box with you. I mean, you picked up your side, they picked up their side, and y'all were carrying along for a while and everything was going great until they dropped their side. They dropped their side of the box. And now, not only are you lifting, trying to lift the box by yourself, but now the box got dropped and you're not going to let anybody help you because you don't feel like you can trust anybody else to come along and help you carry it. And see, the beautiful thing about being a church family and the beautiful thing about being involved in a church is that we get to help share one another's burdens. The beauty of that is we can come along and being in part of a church family and being involved in a church is we help carry each other's burdens. Here's the problem, though. The problem for a lot of us is we come into the church and we pretend and we act like everything's perfect. That life is perfect. My life is perfect. My marriage is perfect. My family is perfect. My kids are perfect. Everything is perfect. And for a lot of us, it's not. Many people come in here week after week and they're carrying a box full of burdens and they're wanting someone to carry it, but for whatever reason, maybe fear or whatever, they're just afraid to ask somebody for help. And my prayer for us as a church, specifically today, my prayer is that we would get to the place as soon as possible where we would be willing to be involved in each other's lives enough that we could share our lives with one another and help carry each other's burdens. Because life is tough and we all have struggles and we all need people to come along with us and help us with our box of burdens because our boxes are getting heavy and we need each other to help carry the load. Now, some of you do this already. Like some of you, when you see somebody in need, you offer a word of encouragement. You're helping to share the load. Some of you, when you see somebody who has a need, maybe it's a financial need, and you decide that you're going to meet that financial need with what God has given you, you have decided to help carry that load with them. For somebody you know who's going through something difficult and you prayed for them or you encouraged them, you realized that they had a need they couldn't take care of themselves, you helped carry the load. When you take food to somebody's house, when you give some money, when you take some time to serve somebody who can't do something for themselves, when you do that, you are carrying somebody else's burden. And the Apostle Paul says that when you share each other's burdens, in this way, you are fulfilling the law of Christ. You are obeying the law of Christ, which simply means that you're doing what Jesus asks you to do when he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another. And you could tell a story when you've done that for somebody else. And more than likely, you could tell a story of when someone did that for you. When they came along in your life and you weren't expecting it. And right when the box got the heaviest and you felt like you were going to drop it, they came alongside you and they helped you carry that load and they helped you pick it up. And you may have asked for help, and yes, it was very difficult. But the moment you did, you found a brother or a sister in Christ who responded. You showed up for somebody, and somebody showed up for you. That's what it looks like to be the church. That is what we want to do for each other as a church. The question is, how do we do that? What does that look like? How do we, because we all have boxes that we're carrying around, with all of our boxes that we're carrying around, how do we be a part of a church that's sharing and caring in each other's burdens? How do we do that? How are we there for one another? Well, if you have a Bible, turn over, hold your finger here to Galatians chapter 6, and go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, because here the writer mentions, I think, two things that give us direction on how to share each other's burdens. In Hebrews chapter 10, if you know much about the book of Hebrews, the writer was writing to some Jewish Christians, some Jews who had left Judaism and embraced this new thing called Christianity or the Christian faith and became followers of Jesus. And when they made that decision to become followers of Jesus, things became very, very tough on them. In fact, it became so tough on them that they decided, you know what? Maybe we ought to go back to Judaism. And so it's like they started strong, it's like they had a box, but things kept being put in the box, and finally their box got too heavy and they were having a hard time. And in Hebrews chapter 10, specifically verse 25, he mentions two things to help them. Notice what he says, Hebrews 10:25. He says, "Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another." Apparently, what was going on for these followers of Jesus is some of them, not all of them, instead of leaning into each other and instead of leaning on one another, they just stopped showing up. They quit coming. They needed each other the most, and they were a no-show. And I can't tell you how many times as a pastor that I see people in church who are dealing with difficulty. And instead of coming to their church family and leaning on their church and leaning into their church family, they just disappear. They just go away and they misunderstand, I think, what the church is all about. And a part of the reason is, I think, that there is a fear to share. Look, here's my box. Here's what's going on in my life. There's a part of that. But a big part of that is a misunderstanding of what the church is about. For most people, church is about, I show up at 10:45, I make it to the pew, I listen to the singing, I endure the sermon, and then I check the box off, I went to church. They don't understand. That's just a part of what the church is about. And the writer of Hebrews is telling them, look, he says, I know that it's tough. And I know that there's a tendency for you to want to pull away and stay away. But he says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't neglect being together with God's people. In other words, I think what he's saying is this, that if we're going to be there for each other, if we're going to help carry each other's burdens, one of the things we have to do, listen, we have to show up for each other. We have to show up for each other. And when he says, let us not neglect the meeting together, again, we think of that and we think of church, and that's what we do on Sunday mornings. That's part of it. But there's a bigger thing going on here. He says, let us not stop meeting together as some people do, but let us encourage one another. He says the reason that the church comes together is to encourage one another. His concern isn't that people would miss Sunday morning worship. That's not what he's concerned about. His concern isn't that people would miss his fine sermon on Sunday mornings. That's not what he was concerned about. His concern was that by people not meeting together, they would lose out on their primary source of encouragement, which is being together with God's people. That when you choose not to meet together on a consistent basis, you don't have the encouragement you need when life gets full and your box gets heavy. He says, that's why we meet together. How does that work? Well, here's a couple who's struggling with their marriage. So his friends are telling him, you just need to leave her. Her friends are telling her, hey, I just wouldn't put up with that. And so he's thinking, I'm going to leave her. She's thinking, I'm going to leave him. They stumble in the church and they stumble into a couple Sunday school class. And one of the other couples stands up and says, you know, my husband and I, we're just having some trouble. We're having some struggles. And they begin to share about that. And this couple says, that's our problem. And they hear about what God's doing in their life and what how God is working out their situation. And they're listening to that and they're thinking and they're listening as someone teaches and someone shares. And all of a sudden, they're surrounded by people who understand and share their problems. But they have hope that there is a solution. And they're surrounded by people who aren't perfect, but they have the same values and the same desire. God, please help us put this thing back together. And they don't give up hope, and they hang in there, and they hang in there. That's what this is about. It's a parent who walks in with their box full of struggles, and they're thinking, I'm doing it all wrong. I am a miserable parent. I don't know what I'm doing. I wish somebody would help me. I don't know what to do next. What am I doing wrong? And they walk into a Bible study class and they're sitting with other parents who have the same struggles and they find encouragement. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You're doing better than you think you are. And they find encouragement to hang in there as a parent. That's what this is all about. It is showing up for each other. It is not about coming and listening to a sermon. It is not primarily about coming to worship. It is about being together as God's people so we can share what's going on in our lives and find the encouragement we need when we need it the most. It's about a person who walks in here with their box of struggles and finding a group of people who will rally around them and say, we will help you. We will help you carry your load. And I understand this is very, very difficult for us right now because of the pandemic we're in. I mean, just because of what's going on with our own health and own safety, we just need to stay away from each other. And for some of you, it's like, well, yeah, that's easy because I haven't been to church in a long time, and so I'm used to that. But for most of us, it's like, man, we're missing church again? Like, we can't be together anymore? Like now we've closed church again? Like, that's really what's going on? I miss the people. I miss what's going on. And it's a very, very difficult thing for us when we want to be together as a church family, and we can't, but it's important for us to stay home and stay healthy. But when things settle back down, church, we need to show up for each other. That there is something beautiful about showing up for somebody else. We're to bear one another burdens. And one of the ways that we do that, the writer says, is by showing up for each other. But he also says there's one other thing we need to do. And that is, it's not just about showing up for each other, but it's about encouraging the other when you do show up. He says, let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another. It's about encouraging one another when you do show up. Romans 12:10, we looked at that earlier. Part of that is loving one another. Romans 12:10, love each other like a loving family. That's how we're to love one another, like a very loving family. I don't know what your family is like, but any time that a family gets together, you always have someone in the family who's carrying a pretty big box. And then the rest of the family hears about it, and they gather around, and they help them carry the box. That's what you do in a family. You have a family member and they're going through a season, and for that time the box is really heavy, and all of a sudden, what does the family do? What does the rest of the family do? The rest of the family comes along, and everyone in a loving family gathers together and helps them carry the box. We've seen this even in our own family the last several weeks. Meredith has had to work extra days the month of June. And when that was coming down the pike, we got everybody together and we said, okay, here's what's going to happen with Mom. Here's what Dad's going to be doing. We need everybody to step up and do their part. And every single day that we came home from work, Megan had walked through the house and she had cleaned the house. She had straightened up things. She had taken care of things and put them back where they were supposed to be. Everything was wiped down. It was clean. What was she doing? She was being a part of a loving family. She was helping to carry the load. She understood that her mom was carrying a big box, and there were some things that she was working through, and Megan saw that and said, I need to come through, and I need to help my mom carry the load, and we're going to get them through this season, and it's heavy right now, but we're going to help them carry that box. That is what a loving family does. When we come together as God's people, we're to love each other as a loving family. It's not just about showing up, but it's about expressing love toward one another. It also means, part of encouraging means also that we are willing to pray for one another, that we're willing to pray for each other. So many times on Sundays, people will come to me as a pastor and they'll say, I need you to pray for me. And here's what I never tell them. I never tell them, well, okay, let me write it down. Text me so I can remember and I'll pray for you this week. I never do that. It's always taking the time, taking the moment, and those few moments and praying right then and there for them. One of the best things you can do to help carry someone else's load is call someone you know, call two or three folks that you know and say, how can I pray for you this week? And ask specifically, what are some specific things that I can pray for this week? Maybe for you, it's calling two or three folks and say, hey, here's some specific things going on in my life. Would you help me carry these burdens and pray for these? And when you do that, that's a way of encouraging one another. That's helping carry the load of somebody else's box. And then, obviously, it's just to speak words of encouragement. Not just loving each other and praying for each other, but speaking words of encouragement. It's not just, listen, it's not just about being nice on Sunday mornings, but it's about speaking a word of courage to someone who is tired and who is weary. Now, here's how we want to finish up this morning. Here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for every single one watching to think of a person, maybe think of a name, maybe think of a face, just think of a person in your life. And I just want you to think about them for just a moment. Okay, do you have it? Here's my question for you. What can you do specifically this week to help them lighten the load? What can you do specifically this week to help them carry the load? Maybe you know of someone who's going through something very, very difficult. What can you do to help lighten their load? Maybe for you, you know someone who's experiencing some things that are overwhelming in their life, and there's something that you can do to help lighten their load. What could you do? For someone you might know who has a need, and you feel like maybe God is leading you to meet that need, what can you do? For some, you may know someone who's discouraged, and you just need to write a note of encouragement to them. Just think of somebody and then ask yourself the question, what can you do this week to help lighten their load? Because they're carrying a heavy load and they need someone to come along and help them carry it. What can you do to help them carry their burdens? Now listen, all of us are carrying a box of burdens. Every single one of us. Every time you run into somebody, you don't see it, but they're carrying a box. And in their box, it's full of burdens, full of concerns, full of worries, full of insecurities, full of fears. the boxes are getting heavy. And they need somebody like you and like me to come along and say, let me help you with that. If you're listening online and you would say, I am carrying a huge box and I need someone to help, would you be willing today to push past your fear and past your insecurity and be willing to reach out and say, would you help me carry my burden? And one of the easiest ways you can do that is right now through the chat feature. Just share with us, maybe through a prayer request. That's a private thing. Nobody else reads that. But maybe you have a prayer need or you have a prayer concern. At the end of our service, there's going to be a way for you to contact us. Would you reach out to us this week and help us carry your burdens? Would you push past your fear and push past all of that and just say, I need somebody to help? For others of you, there is somebody that you know that needs your help. There's somebody in your life that's carrying a box full of burdens and it's getting heavy. And they need you to come along and help them. Who is that for you? And what will you do this week to help lighten their load? The Apostle Paul was very clear. He says, share with each other. Share with each other's burdens. And when you do, you fulfill the law of Christ. Let's pray together. Would you bow your head and with your eyes closed, just in these few moments together, maybe God has brought somebody to your mind. Maybe you've begun to think of some specific ways you can help them carry their load. Maybe for you, you are the one carrying the box, and for the longest time, you thought, I've got it. I can handle it. I don't need anybody's help. And today, you feel the weight of what you're carrying. And you're willing to reach out for help. Would you call a friend? Would you call a pastor? Would you call us here at the church and help us and let us help you? Tell us what's going on and we will do what we can to help. But all of us are carrying something. And all of us need help. So, Father, today we know people in our lives who are carrying some very heavy burdens. We make ourselves available to you, that you would use us to help shoulder the load. And God, my prayer would be that we would just do this for each other as a church. That you would help us to love each other this way and to care for each other and encourage each other like this, to bear one another's burdens. And so, God, give us the opportunities to do this. And Father, it is an opportunity for us to just do for others what you've done for us in your Son, Jesus. He is our great burden bearer who bore our sin by dying on a cross. And now you've just called us to do for others what you've done for us, to bear burdens for each other. Show us what that looks like. Give us wisdom to do that. Father, we pray all of this in the amazing name of Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen.